Stick to your guns à l'instant dans Bang Bang. Et bien sûr, pour cette édition 2025.
Stick to your guns, Bang Bang.
Bah oui.
Magnifique, magnifique.
Bien vu.
T'as vu, le mec est pas con. Troisième jour, mais on est chaud, ça y est.
Hellfest 2025, donc bien sûr, pourquoi Stick to your guns? Puisqu'ils sont à l'affiche et que ce sont nos invités. Bonjour.
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 See, we understand.
Ça va bien, mes amis?
Oui, nice. Hein,
je m'appelle Josh.
Oh, enchanté, Josh.
Enchanté, enchanté.
Wow, il y a la force quand même. J'ai failli perdre ma main, mais...
He almost lost his hand.
No, I'm joking. Comment est-ce que vous allez? Est-ce que vous sentez bien? Qu'est-ce que ça fait d'être en France et au Hellfest?
How are you guys doing today? Happy to be here in France and happy to be here at Hellfest.
Yeah, this is one of the festivals that we were looking forward to the most. It's been about 10 years since we've played it, and it has changed a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And it is fucking awesome.
So awesome.
The only thing I can complain about is that when I woke up, there was no sun, which was great, and now we are fucking melting.
Not much you can do about that, though.
No.
So, yeah.
Ça, forcément.
Yeah, exactly.
C'est sûr, c'est sûr. Ça représente quoi, d'ailleurs, la France pour vous? Ça a une image particulière ou...
What does France represent to you guys? Is there a particular thing in your mind? A particular feeling? I don't know.
Yeah, sure. I think every time... I mean, so much of our connection to a lot of European countries is through the music. You know what I mean? Because we started coming here just from music. Pretty much alone, you know, so it's helped us travel the whole world and see it. So our direct engagement with society, which each country is with the people at the shows and things like that. So I think that's a pretty good relationship and a pretty good entry point to have with a country rather than its other things that you might not like about a country or whatever. But I think just the fact that we get to come to France, whether it be Paris, Toulouse, Lyon, where are we? What is this?
Clisson,
yes.
The biggest city is not.
No, yeah.
But it's awesome. We love it. I mean, culturally, the food, I mean, come on. You know what I mean? It's amazing.
Et vous croisez des potes un peu là, du coup, c'est quand même ça aussi, c'est la récréation, c'est la cour de récré, on retrouve tous ses copains, on peut s'amuser.
Did you meet some friends around in the backstage area or maybe directly into the festival?
Yeah, instantly we walked in and we saw Terror and we went, all right, well, there's who we're hanging out with all day. And we all sat down and the backstage is really cool because it's set up right next to main stage. So you can just sit there, eat some cheese, watch the band, talk some shit with your friends. So yeah, it's a good time. And also Nasty plays right before us.
Yeah.
And so we're really looking forward to seeing those guys. We just did a tour with Nasty in America. So it'll be great to slap their little asses and have a good time.
C'est cool. Bon, ça a l'air très amical.
Bah ouais, des petites caques au cul comme ça. Paf.
Ouch, et après avec les doigts.
Oh putain. Tu vas toujours trop loin, tu vas toujours trop loin.
Bon, Stick to Jürgen, c'est un peu aussi un distributeur de bonne humeur, de positivité.
Stick to Jürgen is also all about positivity and a good mindset when you go on stage and talk to your audience, right?
Definitely. I mean, we try to be. I think sometimes, like, being the band that we've been for 20 years, sometimes we also like to us, having a positive mindset is coming to terms with the brutalities and the things that are kind of wrong with society and in the world. So once you have a better understanding of what those are, you can better face them. You know what I mean? We don't want to deny reality. We want to face reality, right? And sometimes that can be scary. And so a lot of people facing reality can seem negative, but you know, whether it's any problem, right? Global, societal, personal, you have to face the truth in order to be able to overcome it, right? So that's what we intend to do with our music and yeah, but
yeah,
also
that's always been kind of the point of the band. And even the newest record, it's called Keep Planting Flowers, because that's kind of a reflection of that, is to be able to face those, like Jesse said, brutalities of life, but still be able just to plant something of your own to try to make that a little bit better, whether it is personal, societal, societal, you know, spiritually, whatever thing you're struggling with or you feel a struggle from. So I think that's something that's like very important to us as individuals and as a band. And that's also why we were attracted to punk and hardcore in the first place. You know, it wasn't to try to be like, make money and, you know what I mean, and be a big band or anything like that. And it still isn't like that. It's still just to be like, hey, these are the things that I feel and that I want to say and that I want to try to do.
Alors ouais, moi je vais vous dire un truc, hein, j'adore les fleurs. J'en mettais plein sur mon Instagram, par contre tout le monde se foutait de ma gueule.
He loves flowers and he puts flowers all everywhere on his Instagram, but everyone was making fun of him, so there's no question in there.
Stay strong, my friend.
Non mais c'est non mais du coup c'est vrai que quand j'ai vu le titre de votre album, du coup j'ai été happé et ça m'a vachement intrigué parce que les fleurs ça représente aussi les couleurs, plein de choses, plein d'émotions, plein de messages. Il y a tout ça aussi en dehors de la résilience et de la force.
Yeah, there's in the flower image you have like resilience, but you also have a lot of colors, which can be different messages, different hopes, different energies you want to put in your music, right?
Oh, definitely. I think when we were putting the artwork all together, we first got the album artwork back and it was so colorful and we didn't know, we were like, we thought it maybe juxtaposed too much with the music or whatever. And then Josh came up with Keep Planting Flowers for the album title, which made me even more uncomfortable because we have this super bright album and then now it's called Keep Planting Flowers. I was like, I don't know about this. You know what I mean? I was like, especially because our last album, it was called Spectre and everything was black. You know what I mean? So it's like, we almost did a complete aesthetic difference and it made me uncomfortable, but it was the right move 100%. And I think stepping out of our comfort zones, right, is what helps us grow.
Et c'est peut-être aussi parce que c'est quelque chose, quand on a 20 ans d'expérience, on peut se le permettre. When you reach 20 years of experience in the music scene, you don't have to prove anything to anyone, so you can do whatever you want through the art. But
yeah, and that's one of the great things about being an old band, is that you go, I really don't give a shit anymore. Like, it's like, you know, it's you know, even when writing this record, I think in the past there were a lot of times where we felt a lot of pressure to try to like, okay, well, you know, we got to write a song that it's going to be the big song on the record. And this record, when we were writing it, just felt like we've said this a lot, where it felt like all of a sudden we were 15-year-olds in our first band being like, yo, fucking check out this riff, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And it's just like, oh, I like this, you like this, cool, we like this. And you're not thinking about anyone outside of the band. And it's obviously it's something that's genuine, but it also I think just means something more to us. So that was another cool part of that.
Puis avec toutes ces années d'expérience aussi, il y a eu toute l'énergie du public qui vous a été donnée, parce que les gens sont fans de Stick to Your Guns. C'est toujours assez la folie aussi pendant vos concerts. Donc ça, c'est de la positivité qui a nourri aussi peut-être ce nouveau message, enfin, ces couleurs autorisées.
And throughout the years, you also had like the energy from your audience going to the shows, like on the social networks, pumping you up to bright new stuff. I guess it's also another way to give positivity and colors to a record, having your fans behind yourself.
Totally.
Yeah, I think the like energy that it's nice when you're a band of old guys and you look out in the crowd and you see young people. That's a nice thing, because when you've been putting out as many albums as we have, the name of the game just becomes like, how do you stay relevant to new fans coming in, or how do you keep your same fan base and all that kind of stuff. And so when there's been so many young people who this is their very first album that they've heard from us, and that's like the best thing you could want from an outcome, especially when you put out a new album, is for a whole new group of people, or in this case a whole new generation of people, finding out about your band, because then they start digging deeper and they try to figure out all your roots and all your other albums and all your other stuff, and they can see where you come from. And so yeah, it's been really awesome.
Et on a pour habitude aussi de dire que le festival, enfin ce festival, le Hellfest en particulier, c'est un peu notre Disneyland à nous, hein, parce que ouais, y a beaucoup de couleurs aussi, il y a beaucoup de... C'est décoré d'une certaine façon, ça peut plaire ou pas plaire. C'est un peu l'inverse de l'image du métalleux, parce que là, on est habillé en noir, on est toujours un peu sombre. Vous êtes un peu ce duo aussi,
yeah,
le son.
Yeah,
vous êtes habillé en noir.
C'est vrai, it feels like metal now, kind of... is okay with the fact that it has black colors in it, but also a lot of colors like we see here is the staging of the festival. You can have fun through metal.
Definitely.
It doesn't have to be different from different vibes in the metal.
No, totally. It could be one way or the other. I mean, it could be however you want to, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I think that's awesome. I think it's awesome.
C'est quoi le futur de Stick to Your Guns? Parce qu'on a déjà envie de se projeter dans le futur avec vous.
So what's coming next for Stick to Your Guns?
Well, we are three shows into a 10-week tour. So that seems like that's just never going to end. But yeah, we're here for 4 weeks doing festivals and a couple of club shows. And then we go right into a tour in America. And then we have a couple of little things in the works. We might be coming back here the beginning of next year.
Ah!
We'll see.
Maybe, we'll see. I don't know.
But yeah, I think for us, like, the name of the game is just like rinse and repeat. You know, it's just go on tour, go home, almost recover from the tour, and then go back out on tour. So yeah, that's what we'll probably continue to do for, I'd say, another 30, 40 more years.
Like the Sex Pistols yesterday.
Exactly.
C'est ce qu'on disait aussi, on en rit beaucoup parce qu'on aime beaucoup les blagues. Ça fait partie aussi de cette positivité qu'on a envie de transmettre, la blague. On a fait la blague sur les scènes, hein, parce que vous, ça va. Mais il y a des chanteurs, des musiciens qui sont des ambulateurs, on pense. Hein.
I mean, as old guys from the scene, we've seen a lot, but I think that in backstage areas, you probably have wheelchair races between all the different very.
There's some geriatrics back there, which makes me think we might have a chance.
Exactly, exactly. Of all the old guys, we're the young guys.
Yeah, it feels good.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yesterday we played a club show with Gorilla Biscuits, and it literally felt like I was 15. And you know, and they're like, we're sitting backstage, they're telling us all these awesome stories. I was like, this is great. And then I was like, oh wait, I'm a grown man.
Non, c'est cool, c'est cool. En tout cas, voilà, j'ai pas beaucoup plus de choses à dire parce que cette énergie, vous la dégagez, on le sent rien qu'en vous voyant. Quand vous êtes arrivé, il y a le sourire, il y a quelque chose que vous transmettez. Vous croyez aux énergies, justement?
Okay.
Non, mais ça, je deviens un peu mystique, là.
Yeah, he's going mystic way.
Non, mais voilà, ça sent mystical guy. Totalement, ça y est.
Okay, that's all right.
Il a craqué, je suis parti au soleil.
Ouais, non, ça y est, on t'a cramé le cerveau. When you guys came in, I mean, it's literally like pure positivity. You got the smile, and we feel comfortable having you here.
Awesome.
And you have this big smile. Do you believe in mysticality, everything, like energies and stuff?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely. I think you'd have to be kind of crazy not to. You know what I mean? There's so much unexplained. My favorite scientific phrase is the word, I don't know. But for real, you know what I mean? I think just not taking it too seriously, like ourselves, is I mean, you know what I mean? It seems so obvious, but so many people do, and you know, there are things that I definitely take seriously, but myself is not one of them, you know what I mean?
So 100%. Yeah. I think when it comes to like any mysticism, for me, that's just always more fun anyway, you know, the curiosity of it, you know, and so I enjoy some mysticism.
Spirituality or whatever you want to call it, you know what I mean? Or yeah, exactly. It's awesome. I think it's necessary for people, and I think more people need it, honestly, you know what I mean? Honestly.
Of course. Yeah. C'est là où je voulais en venir, quand on regarde un petit peu l'état mental des gens, ça a l'air compliqué d'avoir de l'autodérision ou de l'humour ou ça a l'air d'être rude pour la plus jeune génération.
Yeah, it feels like maybe because the mental health issue is something now we are not aware of. We feel like maybe spirituality or mysticism, whatever, kind of helps you to go through the process of getting better mentally, or it
totally.
Can be through music, which is some kind of spirituality.
Absolutely.
Just anything else.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
I was just say, yeah, I mean, just having a connection with any type of energy that is going to make you better understand yourself and better understand the things that are happening around you, I think is invaluable, you know? So whether that is music or whether that's prayer, whatever it is that helps you open up your third eye in a way, to not just be seeing the physical and for you to see the feeling of life, I think is a beautiful thing.
Totally, totally. And I think also too, like, there's, like you said, raising awareness. Like, there's been so much awareness raised that after the awareness has been raised, great, that's step one. Now what's step two? after the awareness, you have to do something about it.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's
pretty
like,
difficult.
Right, exactly. So it's like, that's what, that, and that's a hard part. Yeah. That's the hard part, right? Is once the awareness has been raised and everyone knows, like, okay, guys, now what do we do about this to change how this is happening? Because if we're just going to continue to talk about it forever, and never do anything about it, what's the point of raising the awareness at all, you know? So, yeah.
Bon, on est tous d'accord, hein? Non, mais moi, ça, je suis satisfait, c'est bon. J'ai mené ma mission.
Mission complete. For him, like.
Non, mais c'est très, très cool. Merci beaucoup, en tout cas, de transmettre tout ça et de répondre aussi à ces questions, parce que c'est pas forcément facile. On termine toujours les interviews par un chouette clip, mais justement, un vidéoclip qui est important pour vous, qui vous a nourri, peut-être qui transmet aussi quelque chose de bon.
We always end this interview by asking you to pick one music video clip that you would like to broadcast. It has to be just linked to whatever feeling you have for the music now, or maybe when you grew up or whatever.
Do we come up with a collective one?
It's better, but you can be
two if
you
want.
Et on fait notre musique. Vas-y.
La folle acheté le poudre. Étage numéro 1.
All right, we got it. This was, when I was a kid, this video came out, and I couldn't, anytime I'd go over to a friend's house at MTV, I would pray that it would come on, Basket Case by Green Day.
Of course.
Super bright colors, cool concept, awesome song. Roll it.
Est-ce que t'attendais à côté de ton magnétoscope pour enregistrer? Were you waiting just next to the cam recorder just to be able to record it? Just,
I wish I had a recorder. Fuck, I didn't think about that. Yeah, sorry we don't have a metal answer for you. But that video, you know, it's funny because any time in my life being in a band and we go, we're going to do a video, I always try to think about like, how can we make it as impactful as that video was? To me, we're never that successful with it, but it's always like, it's so cool to know that, you know, because even I remember, what's the Nirvana video where he's on the cross?
Yeah.
In Utero?
Is that
what it is? Like, that video was so visually awesome. Soundgarden, super unknown. There's like these handful of videos from my childhood that are just ingrained in my brain and will never leave. So you can roll any of those. What do you got? What's your favorite? Share?
One of the ones that I had that was like that, and then just to relate it to one of the bands we're playing with is one with the Underdogs by Terror, just because like they just had it was just like the under the bridge, it was in the ravine in LA, and everyone was just moshing, and I was just like, dude, this is fucked. It just looked like a bunch of hooligans, just like, to me that was like a changing point, especially for Southern California, like where hardcore was going at that time, and I just, it was just,
it was awesome. Yeah, if you roll that one, we'll look a lot cooler, so roll that one.
Bon, en tout cas, vous pourrez faire votre choix, hein. Vous avez le droit de le regarder chez vous aussi. Merci infiniment pour ce que vous êtes, pour ce que vous faites, et merci d'être venu répondre à nos questions.
Merci beaucoup.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Toutes nos émissions et chroniques sont maintenant disponibles sur vos plateformes de podcast préférées. Spotify, Deezer, Apple, Amazon. N'hésitez pas à vous abonner.